News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Texting back and forth with folks about that last segment, and I love having an audience that engages. So thank you for all of y'all for that. By the way, you want to call in, you're welcome to it, but I will tell you this, at 3:30, we're taking that quick news break at 3:30, and then right after that break, my friend Brian Taylor, former state senator Brian Taylor, who has worked in two governor's administrations as a senior legal counsel and advisor, is going to be here to talk about the fact that there are election challenges that are still not done. I mean, can you imagine this? And it's only two people. It's not like, you know, it's not like we're seeing Pennsylvania counting their votes a month later. It's not like that. It's not like hanging chads down in Dade County, Florida for the 2000 Bush-Gore election. It's not like that. But we got two crazy situations going on in Alabama. Now, just a reminder, 1819 News, my friends at 1819, in this case it was Brandon Mosley, wrote a piece just a while back. Remember, there were multiple races that were being contested. And last weekend the State Republican Executive Committee heard the challenges, because in a primary race, the onus is mostly on the party, the Republican or Democrat party, to make the decision about who the nominee will be. If there's a question of contest, like contesting the results, it goes before a special committee of the party. All right, that being said, there were four election challenges that were heard last weekend. Two of them were dispelled. All right, so in House District 28 and in House District 29, both of those in Etowah County, those challenges were denied. And so the winners of those races are soon to be, again, State Representative Mac Butler, and soon to be for the first time, State Representative Craig Gidley. Neither one has Democrat opposition, so they will take office on Election Day. Okay. Good. Two of them are done. Two of them are out of the way. Those are over. But there's two other ones that are like, you know, zombie challenges. They won't go away. One is House District 2, and we've had several folks on the show from there. Remember Ben Harrison, Jason Black, and Kimberly Butler, all over there in the Shoals area, I believe. All ran for that office, for House District 2, State House District 2. According to the results of the original primary vote, Kimberly Butler was out by just a mere 14 votes. 14. Can you imagine, out of thousands of votes cast, finding out you lose by 14? Well, okay. She did, and it went to a runoff between Jason Black and Ben Harrison. Ben Harrison won that runoff. However, just like what happened in Etowah County in House Districts 28 and 29, it turns out the registrars in, was this Lauderdale or Limestone County? I can't recall. Anyway, the registrars in that race had put people in the wrong district again. And Kimberly Butler came on the show, and she said, I believe that I have found X number of people, more than enough to surpass the 14 votes who would have voted for me, but they were given the wrong ballot. But she, according to her attorney, Brian Taylor, was not able to challenge until the party had certified a nominee. There had to be a nominee for her to challenge, and that's the law, according to her attorney. So, anyway, Kimberly Butler is still before us, and we'll find out how that's going to go. Well, here's the weirdest one, though. As if that wasn't weird enough, as if losing by 14, not being in the runoff election, but yet still being alive in the contest, wasn't weird enough. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Literally. I mean, you couldn't write a movie script like this. I've told you about State Senate District 27 down in Lee County, Auburn. It's got Lee and Tallapoosa counties. State Senator Tom Watley, a three-term Republican incumbent, lost by one vote in a multi-county, 16,000-plus votes race. He lost by one. One vote. Well, you may recall, a lady by the name of Ms. Tenney said that she had gone down and registered to vote, she and her husband both, that his registration went through, hers did not. And so she had to vote provisional when she didn't show up on the voter registration, and they wouldn't count it. And she said, wait a minute, I voted for Watley. That means my one vote that y'all are denying me would have changed the whole race. So she challenged it. She challenged it. And Whatley's people challenged it. And the steering committee of the Republican Party heard her challenge last Saturday, and they found it compelling because under state law, if you have done all that you can do to register and the system failed to register you, you should be given credit for that. Well, guess what? And by the way, I'm gonna throw a little shade right now on Aaliyah. What were y'all doing, man? Everybody knew. If nothing else, they've been on my show talking about it. But everybody knew what was happening and what the challenge was going to be. She said that she had gone to the DMV while she was getting her driver's license, tried to register to vote, and they didn't do it right. And so what happens? Aaliyah comes out the day after the hearing and says, oh, by the way, we have now finished our investigation a day late. And we determined that she actually never completed filling out the forms. We would not have issued that to her in any regard until her forms were complete. Well, Aaliyah, where were you before the Republican Party held the hearing? Okay, AL.com reports that Jay Hovey, the guy who won by one vote, has said that he demands that the party meet again to consider the new evidence that came to light after their last Saturday hearing. What? Yes. Hovey says, quote, we presented our version of why that provisional ballot should not be counted on Saturday in the hearing, and it was pretty cut and dry to us. She was not a registered voter. Intent does not equal completion of the application, and we thought it was pretty cut and dried. Well, I think we're going to have to talk to Brian Taylor in a few minutes about what is the law, but nonetheless, if I were Hovey, I'd be asking for the same thing. And according to AL.com, dated yesterday afternoon, the Alabama Republican Party has granted Auburn City Councilman Jay Hovey's request for a new hearing. They are not done. It ain't over till it's over. They're going to go back now and rethink whether or not they should have counted that one extra ballot. Good Lord. Good Lord, and pass the mustard, because this one is, it's getting crazier by the minute. All right, listen, we're about to head to a break. And we get back from this break, folks, my friend Brian Taylor will be on the phone. We'll find out in both these races. I'll just ask him, Brian, what the heck? And see where we are. Kimberly Butler, House District 2, has she filed a legal challenge? Is she going to court? Ms. Kinney, what's the scoop there? And if they don't count her vote now, what's she going to do? I want to know. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. You can't make this stuff up, but it ain't over till it's over. We'll be right back.